ADM 101, Royal Navy Medical Officers' Journals, catalogued by the National Archives and the Wellcome Trust. An overview of the ADM 101 cataloguing project, presented by Bruno Pappalardo.
My name is Bruno Pappalardo. I'm project manager of the ADM 101 cataloguing project. I'm currently principal record specialist manager for the military, maritime and transport team here at the National Archives. I'm just going to talk about an overview of the ADM 101 cataloguing project.
Bruno, can you tell me how did this cataloguing project begin?
Well, it really ties in with the National Archives' objectives of setting information free and improving access to records. It was the growing understanding that the medical officers' journals, probably the most significant collection of records for the study of health and medicine at sea for the 19th century, were inadequately catalogued, and the realisation that the information that the records contain would be of interest to a wider audience on many different levels. It was with this in mind that the National Archives made a bid to the Wellcome Trust in the summer of 2008 for funding to catalogue nearly 1,200 of these journals in the ADM 101 series, covering the period 1793 to 1880, to a level of detail that would make them immediately accessible.
And why was it important to catalogue these files?
It was important, really, to catalogue these journals because of the various uses that the information contained in the journals could be used. For example, they could be used in regards to the studies of diseases and their treatments at sea on board Royal Naval ships, emigrant ships and convict ships. They can be used to study individual surgeons. They can also be used for family history purposes, for example, in regards to convict ancestors and Royal Naval ancestors. Moreover, we found during the cataloguing that some of the journals were actually diaries kept by Royal Naval surgeons on board convict ships, which record what happened on board the ship on a day-by-day basis.
How were these files catalogued? How long has it taken?
The ADM 101 Medical Officers cataloguing project started in November 2008 and ended in March 2010. Previously, the journals were catalogued just by ship's name by date. However, now they can be searched using the National Archives catalogue at nationalarchives.gov.uk by name of person, be it surgeon, convict, serviceman, or by disease, and indeed place names, right down to an individual entry in a folio or page number within a journal, to a level of detail as if the journal is actually open in front of you.
What have we learnt from this project that we didn't know before?
Basically, before the project began, there was an assumption that the journals related solely to matters of health. However, during the cataloguing process, we found that the Royal Navy surgeons who compiled these journals served on board ships which sailed to virtually every part of the known world, and recording information in the journals about things like the climates they encountered, exotic places and the traditions and customs of the races they encountered, and about wildlife and plants, in short, anything which may have had scientific value.
This podcast was recorded on the 20th of September 2010 at the National Archives, Kew. This podcast is copyright the National Archives. All rights reserved.